Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Is This Going Somewhere?
Is this going somewhere?
With IT Dan.
Is this going somewhere, please?
I'll accept I'm anxious about too much shit going on.
Why?
It's just too crazy.
What's crazy?
When you see a president stand up and say that if you don't support him, that you don't love your country. And bad enough from saying it, but there's wackos out there that believe it. I think there's going to be, after this election, there's going to be a lot of violence. I think it's crazy.
Well, buy your gun now.
Yeah, I have a gun. My wife wants me to get another one. And she told me before to get a pistol because we live 30-30. Right, I just told you my whole arsenal. But I got a big gate. No one could crash through that wooden gate.
No, you can't. You got those two sniper towers at the end of your driveway, too.
Yeah. And they metal detectors, actually. The stores.
Right.
My brother-in-law called my wife, and all the smoke detectors were going off in his house. He had to take the batteries out of them. He went outside to walk down the store, and there were three or four houses. He could hear them smoke detectors going off in besides his.
Really?
He's in San Francisco.
Because of the fires.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're coming from, Oregon. I mean, you look at it, and there's 12 states with fires on. I mean, Oregon, California are the worst, but...
Well, the forestry needs to figure out a better way to take care of their forestry.
Well, the scientists, which we don't believe scientists because they just tip with pencils and shit.
I mean,
they say that the global warming is, you keep getting hotter and hotter, and it makes stuff easier to catch on fire when it's hotter,
Yeah, it does when it gets hotter out. But wait, it'll get cooler.
That's what he said. That's his thing. Did you see Bob Woodward on 60 Minutes?
Huh? No.
Do you know who Bob Woodward is?
No, I don't.
Okay. He's probably one of the best reporters that you'll ever find.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Carl Bernstein were the two that took down President Nixon with Watergate. The two reporters for that.
Better than Guy Smiley from the Muppets?
Yes, better than Guy Smiley from the Muppets. How would I watch the Muppets?
I would just watch it for the news reports.
Okay. Yeah, well, if you go to CBS News, and they'll have Bob Woodward, it was on 60 Minutes. It's like a 13-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
And he did 18 interviews with Donald Trump and recorded them. And so this isn't somebody's writing. This is, you hear the president's, his own speaking.
Right.
And it's unbelievable how you really have to watch it. And you watch it and you say, holy crap. You know what I mean?
So mm-hmm.
When I'm stressed out about everything.
Wife, Dan, where's your wife?
What?
Where's your wife? I thought she told you not to talk politics with me anymore. She must not be around you.
She's sleeping.
Yes, yeah, she's sleeping. See? I knew it. I know, Dan. It's frightening.
And I've never seen anything like this in the world. And they got, do you think coronavirus is deadly and serious?
I don't think it's as deadly and as serious. I do believe it exists. I believe it affects people in certain ways and certain thing. But I don't think it's as deadly as it. When they say a deadly virus, I think like Black Plague. Like when you get it, you're dead. That's it. You're done.
So the 200,000 people's not. That's not bad then.
No, that's not too bad.
Okay. Because statistically speaking, you're not one of them.
It only kills the weak ones.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I heard it's five times more deadly than the flu.
Well, yeah, I mean, the flu kills, what, 50,000 people a year?
Yeah.
So, yeah, five times would be 200 and some odd thousand.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's, math is there.
Okay, yeah, so.
It makes sense.
We're up to 200,000, and it's been 6 months, so I think we're going to do a lot better in this.
It'll taper off here in a little bit. It'll get tired of killing people and just go away.
What was I going to say? I just wonder why, if it's so bad, why we're still having all these rallies all the time to get all these people within that mask. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. But the people out in the streets are doing the exact same thing. So, I mean, it's one, you can't point your finger at one without, a couple of them pointing back at you,
Well, they can't point back to me. I wear a mask. I don't even sleep in the same bedroom as myself anymore. That's how careful I am. You can use that on your show.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's nuts. I was trying to picture in a little while. I'm working on a friend of mine's. I've gone to his house like four times and got a bunch of wood.
Uh-huh.
And he's got all real thick oak and stuff like that that I've got from him. And barn boards and just real rustic, grayed out wood,
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that's really good, And I've used some of it too. And he's got me that, but he has an old barn. And I took a picture of his barn, and I took two pieces of a barn board that he had, and I put it on that barn, and I'm just kind of making, it's not like 3D,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be the front of the barn, and it sticks out about 3 inches at the most, So it's showing you, it's kind of like an artist drawing of it or something
mm-hmm.
But it's coming out, but I've got it almost finished. I'll send pictures when it's done.
Okay.
I should take a picture of the picture I have of the barn too and send it. So,
yeah, so I have something to compare it with.
Yeah, you compare it to him and you go, crap, he made that siding a little bit narrower than it should be and stuff. What the fuck was he thinking?
I don't know.
So you need some information for your show?
What kind of show? Information.
I don't know. Something, topics we can talk about?
I'm going on a vacation this Friday.
Okay. Are you going somewhere special?
Yeah, we're going to the Outer Banks. We're going to go, we've got a, not an Airbnb, but it's like a rental property. It's all townhouses on the beach. So we're renting one of them from a, property management company. Three bedroom, I think it's like 2.5 baths, two floors. Huh?
You bring your dogs?
Yep, dogs are coming, and the neighbors will take care of, all the animals and stuff here.
That's why you built those bird cages.
Well, they're bird feeders, yeah. The things that I built were hay bins. So each horse has its own hay bin, so we take the hay. Normally Amy throws it, right in the middle of the field, and they kind of just pick at it and spread it out all over the place. So we built the big... hay boxes.
So you say hay bin, hay bin doing any work lately? Is that what you mean?
Right.
Okay. Now I understand completely.
Right. So, we're right on the beach, just a little walk down to the water and stuff. So we'll go surf fishing down there. I broke out all the poles, fixed the broken eyelets, restrung them if they need to be restrung, went through all my actual tackle, see how many, weights I got and hooks and all that good stuff.
Now, is Amy going to be leaving her laptop and your whole job right behind her?
Well, she, by her duty, she has to bring her work laptop.
Okay.
As far as checking on it, no. She will not be required to check on it, but she will have her work phone with her. And then, so if they have any questions, if she can't solve it over the phone, then she'll have to jump on the laptop.
Oh, okay. So she's going to try to have a holiday, but...
Right. And me, I have to shut everything down. I've told, the sponsors and stuff, when you signed up for the contracts, for the show, I forgot that 1 week we're not doing a show, so I owe you an extra week. So I had to redo all the contracts and stuff for all them. And
this is probably the most important week of the year, I would think, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've had, like, political campaign companies, you know, independent, not necessarily Trump or Biden contact me, but independent, you know, this message was brought to you by the people who believe in cats need fur, you know. So they've reached out to me and they're like going, hey, you know, we're going to start running campaign ads on your station. You know, what's the threshold and what we can say and what we can't say. I'm like, you can say whatever you want. You know, it's open forum. I don't care. But they said, we'll get with you in the middle of September. Well, of course, next week is the middle of September, so we're going on a vacation for a week. 7 days, Dan. Not a 3 day, not a 4 day. A Saturday to Saturday.
That's going to be a break from you from doing nothing for 7 days.
I know. I'll be doing nothing for 7 days in a different place.
Yeah. It'll be different. It's like having 3 day weekend. Today, I got to finish this job, but I get up and I don't have a ton of ambition today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to, some days I get up and I'm really gung-ho, and today I'm going around there. I painted some stuff and I said, well, let me let that dry a little more.
Right.
Went in the house and added around. But I'll get this done and it may start on, I may cut some logs for the,
yeah.
For, I'm getting a planer coming on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a bandsaw. I'm not as big as I'd like to get, but I also don't have 220 volts out here. And I don't have 1,500, so it was $800 for both of those things. And I sold 10 birdhouses last week, and I did some work at my brother-in-law's house. So it's all, you know, not coming out of my pocket, really. So.
Right.
So that's good news.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, Kathy's always wanted to go to the Outer Banks and stuff. And what's it, like 5 hour ride from the house?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Oh, I got to take the dogs out.
It's really weird that you live in North Carolina, but if you want to go to the ocean, it's 2 hours less if you go to South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, you live in Central Florida, and they always say, you know, in Orlando, I would always get the tourists going, you know, what's the closest beach? Well, Cocoa Beach is the closest beach. It's 45 minutes that way. We actually had a road put in that was called – it was called the B Line, but now it's called the Beach Line. They've changed it, you know. I think Rick Scott did that, our governor at the time, to get more tourism out there on the East Coast. So,
kind of a beeline.
Yeah, because it's a straight shot. So we always say, you know, just take the beeline, you know, beeline straight out to the beach. It'll drop you off. But now they've changed it to the beach line because I guess tourists come into town. They're like, you know, they're looking for, you know, beach drive or beach this to figure out, you know, where to go. So.
Well, that makes sense.
It does make sense, but, you know, us Floridians who've lived here forever, it's always been the beeline. You know, we beelining it to the beach. We're not beachlining it to the beach.
It's like I've always I've always gone up Route 128 forever since I was a kid, and then they changed it to 95, you know, to mm-hmm. Highway 95 and stuff like that. And that's just weird when they do things like that. I got a bunch of wood now.
Hold on one sec. Go. Go. Mm-hmm. Trying to get the dog situated here. Come on. Sorry.
Go.
Come on. Go. Go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. All right. There you go.
Right.
All right.
Hey, I'm not good, and I got to cut something.
Okay.
That wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it wasn't that bad at all. All right, so what were we talking about? What's your name again?
You're talking about the B line.
Right. So, yeah, we had the B line. So we take the B line out to the beach.
And we talked about going on vacation.
There you go. So Dan's probably not going to go on vacation anytime soon.
Yeah, nope, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going. We have a meeting because some guys came in and they wanted to take over our development.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they just came in. They don't know any of the rules. They got voted in on our board. You know, we have a board, and you don't get paid for it, but you have to. You have certain rules you have to go by and regulations, and everybody has their own job.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are going around telling everyone else how to do their own job, and they're doing it wrong, and all these other things. And they also signed these agreements saying that they wouldn't speak badly of other people and, you know, other people on the board and all the other things.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them on Facebook and just... I mean, they just destroyed everyone, and they pissed everyone off, yelling and screaming, and they doing stuff. They want to turn our place into a party place where they can go out drinking, and they want to have guns down at the pool, handguns down at the pool.
Sure.
It's just insane. And now they're going to have a meeting tonight. We have 7 members on our board, and 4 of them have quit because of these guys. And they think that they can run everything now because it's only 3 of them.
Right.
But the bylaws that we have say if you don't have 4 people, 4 members of the, you can't even have a meeting, you can't write checks, you can't do anything.
Right.
So, and now they're going to have a big meeting tonight, and it's going to be everybody screaming and yelling. And they're going to, and I think that what they're going to do, they're going to have a recall for them. I was talking to one of the guys, and they're going to recall these people because they, you know, they broke, you know, they've signed papers saying what they would do, and they've gone and broken that, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do a recall, and these guys don't realize that when they fight it, they are going to have to hire their own attorneys and have their own expenses out of it. And, they also got on Facebook and said that one guy stole $60,000 from Woodrun and put it on Facebook. And he's going to go up to him and say, look, you know, I'm going to go to court. I talked to a lawyer, and I'm going to take you guys to court for slander for saying I stole $60,000 unless you all resign. So it's not going to be a boring meeting anyway. When I
know this. Bring your camera.
Yeah. Well, I have my camera. It's my phone.
Right. It's sad, Dan, that, you know, no matter what level of government, it's always, you know, corrupt in some shape or form.
Yep, it's crazy. And I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Humpty Dumpty was pushed. I'm still looking into it. I don't think he jumped.
You know, in that fairy tale, they never said it was an egg.
Oh, they didn't?
The whole entire Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. You know, they never said that he was an actual egg.
And so this is just media just took it and distorted it.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
The medieval.
And I think, you know, I've heard people from the FBI that, you know, and this is not. All you see is conjecture, you know, because you heard about QAnon, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they think that every Democrat is a pedophile and they're going to steal your children and molest them and then eat them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
In that order.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's true, but, you know, not, you know, well, there's like 5 or 6 of them that aren't, you know. But, you know, they have that. But there's a lot of conspiracy theories that, that Trump is doing, is it Vladimir Putin's beck and call, and a lot of stuff that he's doing is for Vladimir Putin. That Putin has something on him. You've heard about the Golden Shower video, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all the people in Russia, they interviewed people in Russia, they all know about it, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it's also money. I think Trump borrowed a lot of money from Russia that he couldn't pay back.
Go ahead.
But if you look at the things that Trump is doing, and this is just my opinion, well, probably other people's opinion, but something just to think about, that having, when you have a plague that he, you know, like coronavirus that you know is bad, and he totally downplays it, so more Americans die, that is something that goes right into something that would make Vladimir Putin happy. When you turn around and you have all these people go to rallies so that you can kill more people, and you also have, you remember in Syria when they pulled all the troops out?
Mm-hmm.
They pulled all the troops out for 3 weeks, and the Russians came in and just killed everybody.
Right.
That was something that was all. It was something that helped Vladimir Putin. Now, there's a lot of stuff that Trump has done that has helped Russia. When Russia said they had a bounty on it, on the soldiers in Afghanistan, and they were paying for that.
Mm-hmm.
Trump said, "No, that's fake news. Didn't happen." You know, didn't condemn it and stuff like that. So, there's a lot of things where 2 and 2 equals 4 and stuff like that.
There's a movie that's out on, I think it's on Netflix. Yeah. It's called the Social Dilemma. It's kind of like a documentary. I always have a problem saying that.
Documentary.
Documentary. Thank you. And
you'll never make it in radio.
I never. One day. Oh, I can only strive. And what they do is they talk about how the, not necessarily just Facebook, but all of them, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Google, how they can, what they do is, you know, we are the product. You know, us as human beings are the product. And what they do is, you know, they collect all this data. And, you know, this is nothing that we already don't know. But the one guy said, he goes, you know what? You want to start a revolution in a small country? Basically, pretend like you've got a whole bunch of dials in front of you, and you just want to dial, you know, some people in as far as their interests and stuff. You dial, you just, you know, turn a little dial, and then all of a sudden over in Venezuela, everyone gets out of control. And then when they get out of control enough, then you kind of dial that thing back a little bit and watch the unrest settle.
Well, they say when you have there's a shooting in a school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in America. The Russians have robots, you know, that guys that are running, they're hacking machines, and they have bots, and they will send out 10,000 things through Facebook, 10,000 different things to all people everywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're bombarded saying, we got to take away these people's guns. Guns are dangerous. And then they'll send out 10 things that say, hey, they're trying to take away our guns. We can't stop them. We have our rights.
Right.
And the whole thing is, you know, divide and conquer and stuff like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, you should check it out. I mean, it's nothing that you don't already know, but they're actually talking to,
yeah,
like, ex-CEOs and ex-chairmen and all this stuff of these companies.
It's called Social what?
The Social Dilemma.
Dilemma, okay.
And it's weird because there's a small family that they follow, but it's not the significant story. I mean, it's an actual story. But it's
midgets?
Huh?
Midgets?
No, I don't think they're midgets.
Okay, you said small family.
No, they're just small in stature.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the one main guy, he was a programmer at Facebook, and he's like, you know, he was a programmer at Google, and he's like, something clicked in his head, and he goes, you know, he was part of Google Gmail. And he said, you know, hey, you know, how should we have the icons look? You know, what color scheme should we have? You know, all these important things. And hold on. Okay.
So
she's invading my space. Hold on. I don't want her to hear what I'm saying. Just take it with you, babe.
Elena said hi.
Dan says hi. She waved. She's on the phone. So he said, you know, hey, you know, I know we're trying to make the icons, I know we're trying to make the notifications, you know, appealing to people. He's like, are we doing anything to make this less addictive? And they all kind of looked at each other and said, no, why would we do that? And he's like, well, I mean, you know, we have a certain right or a certain obligation. You know, when they had cartoons on in the morning, Saturday morning, even though, you know, you had cartoons on, the
television stations had an obligation to only, you know, not run cigarette ads during, you know, that time period, not running alcohol ads, you know, Bud Light, Miller Light, you know, have a beer or Coors Light during cartoon ad or cartoon time. So he was saying there's a moral obligations that tech companies should have as far as making these things not as of addictive, but unfortunately there's nothing in government saying no. There is in the FCC or whatever that you can't run, you know, but there's no governing in tech companies doing it. So that was basically the whole thing.
They have a thing called Farmville, right?
Right.
And people would go on vacation and pay somebody $1,200 to watch their farm for a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Their imaginary farm. I mean,
I know. I was doing it. People were paying me to watch their farm. I'd just kill everything and buy them a new one. Buy them one that looked just like the old one, like a fish.
Yeah. So it's and I'm not on Facebook. I have to get on Facebook every once in a while. Because a friend of mine has some interesting stuff. I go on and look at that and then shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I'm someone who's totally independent. Usually I don't like whoever's in charge because they're the one doing the damage right now and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, you know, there were things that Obama did, there's things that Bush did that, I think that, you know, on 9/11, we got attacked by Saudi Arabia. But Saudi Arabia was doing so much business with Bush's family and other people
mm-hmm.
that we said, we make a lot of money off of these guys. Let's go attack Iraq. You know what I mean? It was, you know, we weren't, nobody from Iraq was on those planes.
Okay.
No.
No objections from me.
So, I mean, I usually don't like whoever's in charge, but I read and I follow and I read different things and things make common sense. You know, if I see a dog kennel that's got chains all the way around it and a chain across the top and there's a pile of crap in there and there's a dog in there, I look at it and said, okay, the dog crapped in here. You know what I mean?
Right.
If someone tries to tell me that that's a cow patty and there's no cows, you know, and they're you're in the backyard in the middle of Detroit, you know, I just, you know, I use common sense and think of things, you know. Am I right all the time? No.
So what's your next big project?
I have to build a table for myself to put three tools on. I gotta have a drill press on it and
your bandsaw. What size bandsaw did you get?
A 10-inch bandsaw. And it's I got Rico, RICOH.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I looked, those were the best, you know, for under $500, you know. And then I got that, and then I got the planer. And I've seen tables where you have a flip table, and you put it like a 3/4-inch pipe through the middle of it, and you have a stand, and you mount one tool on one side and one on the other, and you flip it over.
Yeah.
But the size of these tools, the height of these, is going to make it so I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because one tool's going to hit against the other side, I'm 90% sure it's not going to be able to work, unless I made the table a lot, maybe too high that I wouldn't be able to, you know, work on it. I'm going to have to see. But if that, the other way I could do it, and I would make the table like 2 feet by 5 feet, and I'm going to have wheels on it so I can wheel it out here. But the other thing to do is fit them all on one table, and I might be able to make it 3 feet by 3 feet, because the planer, you know, would need to go on the end, so you feed stuff in and feed stuff out like a car wash.
Right.
The drill press doesn't need a lot of room. You're usually not drilling anything that big.
Mm-hmm.
And the bandsaw, you have to have that set up so you can push wood out the other side.
Or spin wood around.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't be, I don't think I'll be doing that much spinning around with wood. I got a little scroll saw for that.
Mm.
There's a video called Bandsaw Magic, and this guy takes a block of wood, and you can see him take the wood and cut it, move it, swing it, do it all around, all by eye, and he does it in about 2 minutes, and then he breaks the wood apart, and you go, holy crap, you made that?
Yeah, it's like a puzzle or something, isn't it?
Yeah, and he cuts it all. It cuts it all out. If you go on YouTube and see Bandsaw Magic when you have a minute.
I don't. Daniel, if I do that, they'll steal all my information.
Oh, Facebook, I know.
YouTube also.
Yeah. I see so many guys doing carpentry things that are on YouTube and stuff. And sometimes I'll just look at. There'll be some things that are just so basic and so simple. This guy made these benches, and they're portable benches. And what he did is it takes one sheet of plywood to make, and he'd rip it at, I think, 4 inches and 7.5. And, you know, and he'd rip strips 8 feet long, and then he'd put biscuit joints in and just make square boxes. That are they end up being 7 inches square, and then he puts one square piece in it that's inset back about 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Then he made another square that's 5 feet, and that has a piece instead of the inset. It has a piece sticking out like a tongue that goes out 4 inches, and that will slide into the other box and lock them together.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes those and puts them on sawhorses, and he has holes in the bottom so you can just put clamps on them and clamp them down. And he jumps up on top of them, and he's standing on them and jumping on them. He says, you know, they're so strong, the box, it's like an I-beam. And they're beams, and you can pick them up. They're light. You can pick them, not like a countertop on my bench weighs a ton.
Right.
And these are benches. You can pick these up and carry them around real lightweight. But it's got the, it's a great idea, and it's just make the sawhorses a little shorter. So, I mean, I love seeing, when I'm at woodworking stuff, the things I'm watching people do and the inventions they come up with. Necessity is the motherhood of invention, you know that.
Is it the motherhood?
Yes. And we've heard of the mothers of invention, haven't you?
Yeah, but...
Hey, have you watched a TV series called The Boys?
Yeah, we finished the first season. Now the second season's out, I think.
Yeah, we watched 4 episodes of the second season.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's good. I like the fact that you don't know what's coming next, and then there'll be stuff that is just totally off the wall and so messed up that you just sit there laughing, and it's funny as hell.
You know what I've been watching is King of the Hill. They've released, I think it's like 13 seasons on Hulu, and I think I'm on season 9 or something like that. But it's funny to you know, when it came out in the, I think, what, late 90s or something like that, I think I was maybe 20, let's see, I think I was 25, 26 years old. And, you know, I didn't really, you know, I gravitated to, like, Dale, the conspiracy guy. I gravitated to the guy who was, like, anti-government and anti... And now that I'm older, I now relate more to actual Hank Hill. I don't know if you've ever seen the cartoon before.
I've just seen it. I haven't watched it.
And I now gravitate more towards Hank Hill because, you know, now I'm a homeowner. You know, I don't have, you know, a kid or anything like that. But, you know, you've got to, you know, if you play by the rules will be in your favor at all times. You know, that type thing.
And now, are you anti-government?
No, I'm not anti-government. I think we need to have us as humans strive for leadership, you know, or some kind of leader or some kind of, you know, direction. You know, they talk about that, those, what is it, 20 some odd families, black families that bought 100 acres out in the middle of Georgia somewhere, and they were just going to make it up.
I just saw the headline, and they want to turn around and they want to create their own city and stuff.
Yeah, and make it just a straight black community, which is fine. That's great, but you know, there's going to be a time where okay, now we need to set some rules. You know, or we're let's say for example, you know, we're rule free. Huh?
Thou shalt not steal.
Yeah, I mean, top 10 rules. You know, don't covet your neighbor, don't steal, all that. Biblical stuff, but then there's going to be some point where, you know, it's going to be Lord of the Flies. You know, this group's going to ban off and do have this ideology, and the other
group is going to band off and want to conquer. You know, it's just us as human nature.
Yeah. It is crazy the way it's all going to be. And, it's just everything going on is just insane to me. I mean,
so I've got my list for my vacation here of stuff we're bringing from the house, because they don't have sheets or towels there. Kind of cuts down on the cost of, you know, cleaning and all that stuff. But you can buy them. I mean, there's a package, like, you know, let's say it's, you know, $3,000 for the week, you know, another $500, and you can have clean sheets and towels every day.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of extra money.
Yeah, exactly. So we're like, no, we'll bring our own sheets. But see, that thing is, you run the risk when you start bringing someone else's laundry into an unfamiliar place. Who knows what if they got bed bugs, you know, and then you start running into that risk. But anyways, so we're bringing, I got sheets. You got to bring your own pillows. I don't mind that. Our own towels. I got laundry detergent, dish soap, the big umbrella, some chairs. I got to buy some chairs for the beach because we haven't been to the beach since, you know, we left Florida.
Well, if you liked the beach, you would have never left.
Well, that's the thing. I don't get into – I've never liked going to the beach. I mean, I did. You know, living in Florida, I'd like going to the beach. I just don't like being at the beach because when you're done, you're all sticky, you're all salty, you're all blue. I mean, I don't mind going to the beach and swimming in the hotel pool.
I like swimming in the salt water because it heals everything. It makes you feel, you know, it's good. A couple times I've gone up and just taken an Epsom salt bath and just
get that magnesium sulfate in there. There's a place in, I think it's the Netherlands. I was watching something on Netflix with Zac Efron, where he travels the world with this nature guru guy. And they went to, I think it's the Netherlands, or it might have been Iceland, sorry. They went to Iceland, and they're completely, they don't use any natural, like, oil or anything like that to power their country. Are you there?
Yeah, what are they?
I don't remember what the actual outcome of what they were actually doing, or they were using the water and I don't remember what they actually used. But anyways, the point was that around these power plants that they have, the side effect of them, you know, instead of dumping raw sewage into the water and stuff, the outcome, the byproduct was silica. So silica would just fill up these, you know, large pools around the area, and now people go swimming in this big, huge silica pool, and because of the silica, gets into their body. You know, they live to be, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years old.
But you can't eat the silica gel when you buy the package.
Actually, Dan, you can eat those silica gels. You can. It's the paper wrapper and stuff that they don't want you to eat because you can choke on it.
Oh, okay.
But the actual silica beads, you can eat those if you want. They're not poisonous.
Real quick, hang on. Kathy and I watched a video of a guy that was in Sweden, and he built a house. But he didn't. He was trying to conserve energy, and he's an engineer, and he's very smart.
He drives a train?
What?
He drives a train?
Yeah, he drives a train. He's a conductor, too, so, and for the orchestra also. And that's how smart he is.
Wow.
He built a house, and the house, you have a regular house, and then he's got a greenhouse around it on the outside of it. And in the greenhouse, you go outside in his yard, and he grows all his plants. He has his own watering system. He has his own sewage treatment system. Everything from his toilets and everything he uses, he does it. And the engineers came that, you know, said, you know, the very strict engineers, they were looking at it and go, shit, this is way beyond what we're ever asking anybody to do, and they were just amazed at the stuff that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he can, in the wintertime, everybody else is freezing, and he's walking around his house in shorts and a T-shirt and stuff like that. And it was amazing what he did, you know. I mean, you have to be able to open the vents at the right time and different things so it's not too hot in the summer.
Right.
But Kathy and I were watching it. It was, like, incredible what this guy did. And you go outside his house, and he's got all these things growing. He grows his own food, and, you know, he could probably be alone without anybody and have his own power and, you know, survive. A lot longer than us. We can make it for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you should watch that show too. The one with Zac Efron. I forget what the name of it is, but he travels all over the world with this guru guy, and the guy kind of reminds me of Mike Rowe. You know who Mike Rowe is, right?
No, I don't think I know Mike Rowe.
From Dirty Jobs.
Well, I've heard the show, but.
Well, anyways, he looks like Mike Rowe. Hi, kitty, kitty. And what he does is he goes out through the world and sees all these, exactly that, where these communities, you know, all their plants in the community, you know, they're off the grid. All these people that are off the grid and doing weird and amazing things, you know, for the sake of the planet.
And I mean, I try to recycle. I have all LED bulbs in my house. I'm not, you know. I try to conserve things, and I'm frugal, but I don't know if I'm perfect. So.
I'd like to get the solar panels on the house, but...
Yeah, I don't think they pay for themselves in your lifetime or my lifetime. You know, and at night they don't work, so you got to shut everything off at night.
Well, no, they go into a battery charger.
I was kidding.
Oh. I'm like, Dan, don't you know how they work? But it's kind of like, you know, you get the solar power, and then you get this big, huge battery, you know, for your house and stuff. But, you know, what's the trade-off? I mean, like they were talking about, you know, when the Prius came out, well, the batteries are made over in Japan. Well, they have to put the batteries on a train, and the train's got to take them here, and then it's got to get onto a cargo ship. And the cargo ship, you know, by the time you're done, you know, the battery footprint itself is not worth the gas that you're saving on saving gas.
Yep. And you know, like, I got behind a Tesla. You can't even hear those suckers run.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty cool. I'm making a black space now because where the barn is, it's real dark. So what I have to do is it's recessed, and then I just spray paint more black. So that's going to be like your open door. We have like an open door policy.
Right.
I'll have this finished in a little while, and I'll shoot you a picture of it when it's all done.
All right. Sounds good.
But I just want to call and say hi. So you hope you have a good trip.
Oh, I'll talk to you probably before then.
Yeah, we're doing that. So I'll be here.
All right, Dan. Keep your mask on.
Yeah.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm 4 score and says there's something wrong with me. Is this going somewhere? Is this going somewhere, please?